Yeah, these radios and stuff are exactly that. I don't think I took the direct strike. I think the main bolt went somewhere else over to the maybe possibly to the street to one of the poles, but I think the generally the I want to call them, I guess they're called fingers. I call them fingers that come off the main bolt, and they're looking for other discharge points, and I think my antenna was one of them. And when it hit, it sounded like a firecracker going off in the house. So I don't know if it was the television that made the noise or it was something here. I've got the antennas. I got the ends of the antenna stuffed in one of them in an old Arizona iced tea bottle, and the other ones are stuffed in another bottle for kind of a, like insulation. I don't know how well that would work, but it's better just having them hang here. But that's what I have it set up, and I have never been hit by lightning. This is the first time since I've ever been in the hobby or.
Yeah, you're lucky. I had a friend whose job it was protecting Ameritex equipment from lightning, and he wrote a whole white paper on it, and I followed it exactly. Everything, all the grounds for everything, they are all connected to the same point. I have a ground window in the basement. All the antenna, lightning, you know, the polyphase arresters are all mounted on that. All the cables that go up or down the tower are tapped into that. And then the base of the tower itself and the base of the tower is all connected to that. They're all connected to the same ground source. And then that's connected. I connected my house ground to that too, so they're all at the same level. Because that's what happens when you have a nearby strike. The ground potential can increase, and if everything, if all your grounds don't rise and fall at the exact same rate, that's where you get the damage.